بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه، ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليصل رحمه، ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, we began the discussion. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that person who believes in Allah and in the last day, that is the day of Qiyamah, let him honor his guest, serve his guest. And the one who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him preserve or maintain family ties. And the one who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him speak that which is good, or he should remain silent. As I mentioned, we began the discussion previously. One aspect, three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reiterated, he who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him honor his guest, let him join family ties, let him speak good or remain silent. Ulama ikram say that these are what we call a'mal of iman. One's iman will be developed by him developing these three a'mal which are mentioned in this hadith, most of which pertain to, on the one hand, what we call huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, huququl ibad, the rights of our fellow human being. Even though Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith under the chapter Ikramul Dhaif, honoring the guest, because we see this overriding theme throughout the Quranic verses and the ahadith that are mentioned in this chapter, that honoring the guest, this was a common sunnah amongst all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And in honoring one's guest, you welcome the guest with a smiling face, serving food, seeing to his needs. In fact, it is mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that this revelation came upon him, where Allah Ta'ala commands him that honor your guest. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, in reaction to this revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prepared a roasted calf for each guest. Again, revelation came that honor your guest. So Ibrahim alayhi salam felt that he had not fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that he should have. So this time, for each guest, he prepared a bull. Again, the revelation came upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that honor your guest. So feeling that he had not fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to the extent that he should have, on this occasion, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prepared for each guest a camel. So the first time a roasted calf, then a bull, now a camel. Again, revelation came upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, then honor your guest. So he became very worried that why is it that each time this revelation is coming, each time I'm going out of my way and I'm preferring something even greater or even of greater value to the guest, and still this revelation is coming that honor your guest. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, after pondering over this revelation, he realized that the order of fulfilling the right of the guest in reality was not that you are falling short so far as the excess or the amount of the food, but what it actually means is that personally serve the food to each guest. Not instruct your servant or instruct somebody else to do it, but yourself with your own hands, personally go and serve each guest. So on this occasion, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam personally served each guest. And then thereafter this revelation did not come. So in other words, he realized that this was the actual command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there's a saying of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he says that man lam yudif, that person who does not honor his guest, he has belied the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he has belied the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even though this hadith that we just mentioned, the one who believes in Allah and in the last day, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned it in this chapter specifically because of its link, or specifically because of the first part of the hadith, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ, let him honor his guest. However, we find in this hadith there are two other injunctions that are mentioned. One is the strengthening or the preservation of family ties. And the latter part of the hadith, there the subject matter cannot possibly be overemphasized. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him speak that which is good, or he should keep silent. In other words, guard and protect your tongue. These are the days of Hajj, when Allah Ta'ala commands us with Hajj in the Quran. Al-Hajju ashhurum ma'lumat. Faman farada feehinna al-Hajj. The one who ties the ihram of Hajj, or has proceeded to fulfill the fariza of Hajj, first command of Allah Ta'ala, fala rafath. Fala rafath. Rafath, many mufassirin, they translate this as speech that has sexual innuendos in it, sexual connotations or suggestions in it. Obviously, sexual ties are not allowed in ihram, even between husband and wife. So the first command of Allah, fala rafath. But many mufassirin, they give a broader meaning to this prohibition. In other words, be careful of the utterance of the tongue. The tongue, on the one hand, is the most effective and conducive way to earn your jannat. On the other hand, the tongue is also the most effective and conducive way for a person to destroy not only his amal, not only his deen, but the tongue has the capacity that it will destroy the iman of a person also. We find that ulama say, istiqamatul lisan minal iman. They say, for the tongue to be controlled, for there to be istiqamat, perseverance and control over the utterance of one's tongue, they say this is from iman. La yastaqimu imanu abdin hatta yastaqima qalbuhu, wa la yastaqimu qalbuhu hatta yastaqim lisanuhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the iman of a person can never be straight, can never be complete, there can never be istiqamat in his iman until there is istiqamat in his heart, until he has control over his passions and his desires. And he will never have control over his passions and desires until and unless he has control over his tongue. Very lengthy hadith, very, very famous hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciated before Mu'az bin Jabal. Now, who is Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu? Mu'az bin Jabal is that sahabi who is the, tomorrow on the day of judgment, he will be raised up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. In other words, he is regarded as the greatest alim of this ummah. He will be the leader of the ulama of the ummah. Lengthy hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him the basic tenets and rights of deen, the foundation of deen, the pillars of Islam, iman, etc. And then in the latter part of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then Mu'az, should I not tell you ala milakil amr? Milak or mulakul umur comes from the word malik. In other words, what is the crown? What is the essence? All this what I have told you, iman and deen, all this, what is the binding thing that is going to bring everything together? The whole edifice, this whole structure rests on what? So Mu'az said, ya Rasulullah, tell me what it is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the riwayat, fa ahwa, he pointed Some narrations, it comes, he actually caught hold of his tongue with his hand. Now, this is a gesture that you would use, or means that you would utilize when you are explaining to someone of minimal understanding, like it's talking to a little child. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is speaking to that person who is the leader of the ulama of the ummah. So in other words, the head of the academics, the head of the intelligent people of the ummah. Speaking to him, yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of the importance of this, emphasizes it to such an extent that he takes his Mubarak hand, places it into his mouth, grabs hold of his tongue. Comes in one riwayat, kuffahada. In another riwayat, amlik alayka lisanak. Then Mu'az, catch hold of this. Control this. The whole of deen is linked to this. If you control your tongue, you will control your iman, you will control your heart, you will control your whole religion and deen. And if there isn't control over this, in this is the destruction of the entire deen and iman of a person. So Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be taken to task for the utterance of the tongue? He said, "Thakilatka umuka ya Mu'az." Then Mu'az, what is wrong with you? What are you saying? Hal yakubun nas ala manakhirihim fi nari jahannam illa hasaidu alsinadihim. Nothing will be more conducive to cause people face down to be thrown into jahannam from my ummat except the produce of the tongue. So fal yakul khayran aw liyasmud. Speak that which is good, or keep silent. Innaka lan tazal saliman ma sakatta. You will always be protected and safe as long as you are silent. Faida takallamta. If you choose or you opt to speak, then what happens? Kutiba laka o alayk. That which you utter will either be something in your favor. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, speak the truth, or speak good. Or عَلَيْكَ, or it will be used against you. So be very, very careful before you speak. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how dangerous this tongue is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ. Sometimes one of you will utter something. But what you uttered, مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, is of that which pleases Allah, made somebody feel good, honored someone, or patched up a dispute between two people, spoke in a positive way, something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَا يَذُنُّ أَن تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغْتَ. You would not have even given much thought or much importance to what you said. It was something simple, but something good, something that pleased Allah Ta'ala. You didn't regard it to be of much importance. But in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَيَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala will write down on what you uttered His pleasure for you right up till the day of Qiyamah. Right up till the day of Qiyamah, your entire dunya will be made. Allah Ta'ala will ordain and decree that you have earned the pleasure of Allah till the day you meet Allah on the utterance of the tongue, something which you didn't even give much importance to, but it was something that pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa inna ahadakum la yatakallamu bil kalima min sukhutillah wa yadhunnu an tablugha ma balaght. فَيَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَخَتَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. He said, sometimes one of you may say something of the anger of Allah, caused split between two people, broke the heart of someone, broke down relations with someone, let the poison of the tongue do its work. Something that earns the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you would not have even given a second thought to what you did. You regarded it as something very light. On the other hand, what was the effect? What was the harm of what you did? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will decree His anger upon you right up till the day of Qiyamah. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man will reach the door of Jannah till his name is written on the door. And then he will utter something, as a result of which he will be thrown into Jahannam, the distance between the heavens and the earth. Comes one hadith, Sab'ina Kharifa, 70 years depths, he will be thrown into Jahannam because of the utterance of the tongue. So man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, he who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him speak that which is good or remain silent. This is an aspect of Shariat and Deen, as I mentioned, my respected brothers. We cannot possibly overemphasize this. We have to be very, very cognizant and careful about the utterance of the tongue. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.